Music to benefit, an awesome opportunity to support Tri-Cities Habitat for Humanity. And as our musicians get set, one from Habitat to share her story. Good morning to do your self-introduction.
Good morning, Shelley. My name is Vicki Colson. I am the development manager for Tri-Cities Area Habitat for Humanity, based in Grand Haven, and very happy to be here today.
Great. And happy to talk about what's happening, because I understand Ruth and Max Bloomquist, who are warming up and ready to come into the studio, will be a part of your adventure.
That is correct. We are celebrating and raising funds for our 60th Habitat home being built in the Tri-Cities. And this Friday, we are having a special event at the Trillium Center in Spring Lake. We're having a wonderful dinner. We have about 40 silent auction items. And then the evening is going to be capped off with a concert by Ruth and Max Bloomquist, one of my favorite groups around.
Yes. Tri-Cities Habitat for Humanity. Can you give us a little detail on why we should be interested?
Well, I think many of us are very blessed in our everyday life. We wake up every morning. We have a nice warm bed. We have a shower that's got hot water. And we have a roof over our heads. So we all should be appreciative of that and thinking of others that are in need in our community. And that's what Habitat does. It helps to build decent, affordable homes. And we are building our 60th home. And we have seen over 175 children be put into a home of their own. So it's very important. It's very rewarding.
And Habitat for Humanity, boy, don't you depend upon volunteers both for your events such as this and for your building?
Absolutely. Just like most nonprofits, if we didn't have the volunteers, we would be lacking for sure. So we're always looking for volunteers. We're looking for monetary donations. We're looking for donations of time. We have a restore, so we're always looking for people to help out in our restore as well. If you're not familiar with the restore, you should be. They're a great place to shop.
Okay. So how will Friday night work?
Friday night, we're going to start out at 5:30. We're going to have a social hour. We're going to have a cash bar. And then at around 6:30, we'll have a nice plated dinner. It's a very nice event at the Trillium Center. And we have close to 40 silent auction items, and we have items ranging from $25 certificates to we have a luxury suite at the Whitecaps, we have golf for four, we have computers, we have you name it, massages, anything in between, overnight stays. So it's going to be a really great event.
Great. So why don't you tease Ruth and Max? We'll probably be hearing from them a little bit later. Tell me about Ruth and Max Bloomquist and why they should be involved with this.
Well, in a prior life, I worked at a radio station, and I was responsible for some concerts in the park. And I had Max and Ruth play at the Tuesdays in the Park, it was actually called, and they played two summers in a row, and they always drew the largest crowd of any of our 10-week concerts. So they're truly original group. They're a lovely couple, and their music is just loved by so many people.
That's great. Do you need, first of all, where do we get tickets?
Tickets, you can give us a call in Grand Haven, 616-846-1505, and you can go to tricitieshabitat.org.
You know, I'm reading my notes. I don't think Ruth and Max are coming in. I think this is just a conversation with you.
Well, isn't that surprising?
If Ruth and Max are in the house, I have Ruth and Ken standing by, but I don't have Ruth and Max here yet.
Well, you don't want me to sing, so. But many people are familiar with Ruth and Max, and for sure, give us a call. Tickets are $50 per person. We do have reserves tables for eight at $350. So it's going to be a fun night for a wonderful cause.
So if someone wants to volunteer for Habitat for Humanity, specifically Tri-Cities area, what are you asking of your volunteers?
just the willingness to help. Some people think, oh, I've got to be able to be construction-minded. No, not at all. There's every level of help that's needed. As I mentioned, we do have a restore, so we always look for volunteers, somebody that can come in and work at the restore. In our offices, we have volunteers that come in and help man phones and, you know, help us out with special projects that we have.
And tell me more about that store.
It's a restore. Yeah. So restore is a store that provides used and new equipment, so materials. So if you were going to remodel your kitchen, you're going to get it all new cabinets in. What do you want to do with your old ones? You can call Restore. They'll come and pick them up, and then we sell them. So that enables us to continue our mission to build new houses.
I've been honored to be involved in the Kent County Women's Build Habitat for Humanity. Is there
wonderful? Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah. This is coming up May 6th through the 14th, and that's what we have. We will have over 50 women. I'm sure it'll probably be more like 100 women or more that will be building on each of those days.
Oh, great. And bring your gloves and closed-toed shoes and get her done.
That's right. So we're looking for volunteers. Thank you.
Yes. So back to what's happening Friday night. Tri-Cities Area Habitat for Humanity. Speaking with you, Vicki Coulson, Development Manager with Habitats. You have a bash, a fundraiser, and more. Details one more time.
Okay. Details are this Friday, April 21st. Festivities will start around 5:30. We have a social hour with Cash Bar. 6:30, we have a nice plated dinner for everyone, and we have about 40 silent auction items ranging from $25 up to nearly $1,000 in value, and followed by Max and Ruth Bloomquist. If you're not familiar with them, you should Google them. They have some beautiful music.
CD tucked away somewhere in good community, volunteers themselves. So, and this is at, where's the event itself?
Trillium Center. It is is on Van Wagner, just west of 31, just north of Grand Haven, Spring Lake area.
And Tri-Cities Area Habitat for Humanity, again, Vicki, always accepting time, talents, and treasures.
Yes, please, please. In any way that you would want to assist us, this is a great way to do it. These funds will go towards helping us build our 60th Habitat home.
Mark your calendar for this Friday night. I kept thinking, April 21st, oh, that's this Friday night?
It is.
Thanks,
Day
Vicki.
After tomorrow.
Take care. Enjoy.